The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Windrow II in Alaska. I'm covering for John's show. Of course, John's stepmother's passed away, so we're really sorry to see that. But we never know when we're called home. So we got to carry on the fight. And fight we shall. Every day I just keep getting more and more information that is... Satan and his minions are here. I was listing, I put out on my IRS list a thing about modifying the DNA by Dr. Martin, David Martin. And I'm telling you, there's just no doubt about what's going on. We're in a race here. To save our republic. I don't know if it can be saved. I really don't. I seriously do not know. I do know we're in trouble. Because he's talking about Dr. David Martin. He's been tracking these patents since 1999. And there are 70 patents. I mean, they admit in the patents what they're doing. They are waging war on we the people to kill us, to infect us with cancer, while people are getting rich. They want to get rid of us. See, I don't have a problem with that, as long as Bill Gates and Fauci and some of them are the first ones to go. Then we'll have another vote and see if we still want to continue. I can't believe the American people has fallen for this. It's just hard to believe. But I put out the transcriptions of Dr. David Martin and a Dr. Brian Artis. I'd not seen him before. But he is working with some of the top doctors like Peter McCullough, the top heart guy that's written more documents on hearts, heart problems, for possible things that maybe alleviate those that have taken the bioweapon. And I'm with Dr. David Martin. It's not a vaccine. We need to quit calling it that. He's got the evidence. Dr. Ryan Artis, A-R-D-I-S, they admit it doesn't do anything. And he brings up a couple of... Well, you see, I like logic. Of which there is an answer. For 100 years, we've had the cold around. It's a COVID-type virus. Is there a solution for it? No, every year it's here. We call it cold season. Basically, it's vitamin C deficiency season. when we become more susceptible, which is amazing, another con. But in 7 months, I'm hearing something else here. Are we? Okay. Are we to believe that 4 pharmaceutical companies in 7 months can come up with a cure that's not a vaccine, which they admit to, and they haven't been able to fix the cold COVID virus or the flu COVID virus? Did I miss something here? See, that's just real good logic. And they admit it in their patents. It don't do anything. And Karen Kingston, an ex-Pfizer employee, has conclusively proven that by their documents, they admit it don't do a dang thing. It doesn't do anything. And yet we're taking this stuff, so it's not that that's the dangerous. It's the bioweapon that they're jabbing people with. It's got microorganisms in it. It's got graphite oxide. It's got things to track us, AI, which they've proven. You cannot believe the stuff they're putting in cancer from a woman that died in the 1950s, one of the most virile, nastiest type of cancers. It's in some of the, quote, bioweapons. I mean, honest to God, I mean, what's it take? Charles in St. Pete.
Hi. Hey, Ralph.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to come on a short time. I'm not going to try to not stay on too long. Just reading on the truthseeker.co.uk from England. It's a very good site, and they have a lot of interesting videos and stories and commentary on there. But one was interesting today. I read. Did you know Greta Thunberg is the granddaughter of the theoretician in Sweden, scientist who was a physicist and a chemist, Svante Arrhenius, Arrhenius. That was her great-grandfather that originated the CO2 global warming myth, and he was also the originator, the one that gathered the scientists and to form the Nobel Prize, Alfred Nobel and his creator of dynamite.
No, I didn't know the relationship, but I could tell you one thing. I know she's so full of the stuffins, it's unbelievable that anybody would believe her. She has no science. I'm going to be getting my homepage.
Her coach is an in the flesh Rothschild named Luisa Maria Luisa Marie Neubauer, Neubauer, and she is descended directly from Meyer Amschel Bauer, who created the Rothschild dynasty in the 18th century.
Well, the thing we have to understand
this is the coach for Greta. So she's pure establishment.
The thing we have to understand, and we know they're interrelated, somebody was funding her big time, or she could not have accomplished what she did. And the thing is, where is the science? I have on my homepage, which I have not updated. I'm going to be getting back to the guy who was going to do the updating. He went west on me. So, as they usually do, or they're a con, they're leading me on. But that's fine. But anyway, I have on there the swindle, the global warming swindle with evidence. It's about sunspots. It's about the cloud cover. And then when it gets down here, it heats the ocean, and as an after effect, the CO2 is released. That's the increase in the CO2. It is not the cause. It's such a simple concept, and they've proven it. But nobody's interested in proof.
Michael, our show before you, Michael Rivera, he was just saying about how the world science authorities are now abandoning the CO2 anyway, that it's a cause, and they're saying it's caused by where the alternative is the release of
it's probably something to do with a coal-fired generator.
Methane, I think methane is being released, you know, and it's not CO2 anymore. It's methane. As the theory is, the great die-off in the end of the Permian was caused by methane release, you know. Hello?
All I can tell you is it's a lie. There's no facts. Everything we're listening to almost anymore.
Right.
I don't listen to the talk show radios going down the road. I don't listen to Fox. I haven't listened to those other ludicrous liars. But even Fox, I don't listen to them. It's lies. Because they tell
the
truth,
too.
But they don't tell the whole truth.
Right, of course.
Anyway, all I can say is if you want to listen to the real truth, we know there's some people on this network, and we also know that frankspeech.com, you'll get some amazing information of which it is not available anywhere else in the world. And I can't wait till he files this Supreme Court brief. I think it's on the 23rd of November. It's a day or two before Thanksgiving. I got to look up and see when Thanksgiving. And boy, am I going to be listening to that 96-hour marathon. I want to know what's in that brief. And I'm telling you, if the Supreme Court doesn't do something, I don't think there's anything we can, because I don't think these states will move quick enough to save our republic, because it's in a flat out, we're headed just like Australia. Pure lockdown, the whole thing. Anyway, thanks for calling.
Robert,
I got Kelly, and unless you have said anything else?
Yeah, Chief Justice Roberts' wife is a prominent member of Pilgrim Society. That's the joker that's in the Supreme Court. Roberts represents, they're even older than the Bilderbergers and the Royal Institute of International Affairs.
There's something very devious because Chief Justice Roberts is gay. He has a front family. He's the one that appointed all these Pfizer judges that haven't done anything to sanction all the people that lied to them. Does that not tell you that the thing is rigged from his end? He is a piece of garbage. I'm hoping that the pressure will be so great when that brief is filed that they'll move forward with it and put Trump back in. Because if we don't get Trump back in, we're gone. Okay? Anyway, thanks for calling. I got another caller here.
Yeah,
I want to go to him.
Could I add this, that Klaus Schwab's, on his grandmother's side, is also a Rothschild, according to this thing that's on this video that's on the truthseeker.co.uk.
Yeah.
From
it's always about the money. It's always about the money. Anyway, let me go to Kelly. Thanks for calling. Let us know. Kelly and Austin, you're up next.
Hi, Ralph. I was the last caller to Mike Rivero's program today. I'm a geochemist. I'm a doctor in geochemistry. And I've called Mike several times about this issue regarding climate change. My point today simply was that the people who are trying to jack around with CO2 right now are playing with fire, because if you drive CO2 down to such to very low levels, the levels they want, they will generate, lead to the greatest mass extinction this planet really has ever seen. The gas your previous caller was talking about is methane. Methane is a serious gas, but the big culprit is not methane. It's water vapor. Unless you can somehow control the evaporation and to cut down on the amount of water vapor in the atmosphere, good luck, because you'll never be able to control global temperatures. It's just that simple. If you're familiar,
you don't think the sunspots and the cloud cover and all that evidence is what's really doing what's going on?
Oh, I think you're driving all of it. Seriously, I do. I mean, Earth temperatures are driven by that and not by what we're pumping into the atmosphere right now. Really. It's been that way for millions, hundreds of millions of years. Actually, if you look at where we are right now with respect to global temperatures and climate, we're at a very cool time in Earth's history.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever watched the global warming documentation that's on my homepage?
Which one are you referring to?
It's Global Warming, the Swindle, Great Swindle or something like that.
Oh, yes, I've seen that. That's a very well thought out, very well presented presentation.
Well, it's all based on facts of all of the ice. Where they've drilled in the ice, they show the temperature of the ice and how the temperature followed the sunspot, sunspots
and stuff.
That's
exactly right.
So why wouldn't we think that that's a fact? That's an irrefutable fact.
I have shown those figures to colleagues of mine who are big global warming advocates, and they cannot explain the discrepancy between the difference between the increase in CO2 and temperature. Where you see temperature preceding the increase in CO2 or the decrease in CO2.
Right, it does, because the temperature precedes the ocean. So according to that movie, is the biggest reservoir storage of CO2.
Let me explain why. Because gas, the absorption of gas by aqueous systems, that is the ocean, is temperature dependent. Cold waters hold more gas. Retain more gas than warm water. So when during colder periods, oceanic waters and terrestrial waters will absorb more CO2. And then during warming periods, as the temperature increases, the waters will release more gas. They'll exhaust gas. And so there's a difference in time. There's a lag between the increase in temperature or the change in temperature and the absorption or the release of gas. We've known that forever and ever. Anybody who studied geochemistry and understands gas geochemistry.
I know that. See, that's a fact. So the thing is, it's just absolutely amazing. It's absolutely amazing. We got this fact. It's known. And yet we got these liars going around making money, telling lies of something that's not true.
Well, the problem, Ralph, is that too much of science has become politicized. And I hate to say it, but many of my geoscience colleagues have become addicted to government money. And they're not out there actually investigating climate. They're trying to prove climate change. So now you get this nonsense such as global warming science. Well, there's no such thing as global warming science, period. It's climatology. And what you do is you study changes in climate and how climate is affected by various processes. But there's no such thing as global warming science. But
hold on a minute. Somebody else would like to talk to you. Go ahead.
Please.
I got somebody at RBN that's wanting to talk to you.
Go ahead. I don't hear it.
Now I hear, yeah, hello? Now you should be able to hear me.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
We're going. All right. We're going to go to break. Let's go to break, guys, and we'll make sure we get this sorted out. Stay alive.
Learning to fly around the clouds. What goes up must come down.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Click the donate button and assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee.
RBN can continue to accept donations via our PayPal account as you did before. We are not accepting checks or money orders made out to RBN at this time. If you have any other questions, please call 800-724-2719 extension 3 and please cancel your automatic payments.
The network thanks you.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze.
Well, okay, well, we're back here. Right. Got everybody all together, and we're going to have a hubbub here.
Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well,
okay, I'm back.
Okay, do you read me?
I can hear you.
Oh, great. This is Chris Steiner, Clearwater, and I wanted to get your take on the EPA stats, and of course they neglect the water vapor because they can't be regulated, but you know, it's interesting that the pre-Obama stats, if you look at the Wayback Machine in archive.org, the CO2 stats are down 3% from 2013 till 2019, which are the latest stats, and you know, you always hear about your carbon footprint, and I'm just taking devil's advocate here, the environmentalist, but, you know, you never hear about what, according to the EPA, is the worst greenhouse gas, and like I said, I'm not giving EPA credit because they neglect water vapor, but I'm pointing out here that fluorinated gases are the worst greenhouse gas, and according to EPA's website, and They account for only 3% of greenhouse gases, alleged greenhouse gases, and carbon dioxide accounts for 80%, but carbon dioxide has a global warming potential of 1, and fluorinated gases are in the thousands to tens of thousands. So if you take CO2's 80% fluorinated divided by fluorinated gas 3%, comes out to a little under 27%, which is obviously a much lower number than thousands to tens of thousands that the EPA says that the fluorinated gases are, and they should be a much bigger concern because they're the only one that's synthetic and most persistent and they're most deadly. And if urgent action to stop climate change are needed, why not start with what alleged greenhouse gas that the EPA claims, you know, compared to CO2 has a greater impact and is more persistent and, you know, is indeed toxic. I know nitrous oxide, methane, but most especially fluorinated gases, they're the only one that's exclusively man-made. And we can look at industries like phosphate mining that before they got wet scrubbers, they would on the stacks, they would kill all the life around them, and the fluorine binds with another element to become a fluoride. And you also have the refrigerant industry, but over here in Florida, there's a big fight. I'm helping others fight phosphate mining, Mosaic Phosphate Mining Company. And one of the points that a lot of people neglect, they point out how much they're hurting the land and water, but it's not regulated or monitored what they're putting into the air, and it still does cause a lot of disease and death all around them. Around the factories for phosphate mining. I was wondering if you had any comments on anything.
No, I like your observations. I think they've been very well made. I've been curious for a long time why EPA ignores chlorinated gases and water vapor. They ignore water vapor because they can't control water vapor. It would be absolutely ridiculous for them to put out edicts regarding the control of water vapor. With regard to chlorinated gases, if you want to understand the impact the chlorinated gases can have on the atmosphere, go back to the end of the Permian period and look at what happened when the methane hydrates dissolved in the Permian oceans in the last 5 million years of the Permian period, and look at what happened to oxygen concentrations in the atmosphere. That caused them to plummet to nearly half of what they were. You're looking at something similar to that today with the methane hydrates and with the methane clathrates, in Siberia, potentially dissolving and releasing loads of methane into the atmosphere. That will have a dramatic and devastating impact on life on this planet because that will directly impact oxygen concentrations in the atmosphere. I'm not sure how you control that because, frankly, I think the real controls for that are extraterrestrial. I think they're a result of what we see coming out of the sun and the universe as a whole. And so I think we're going to have to deal with the fact that life on this planet, as we know it, is fortuitous. And there's really nothing we're going to be able to do to control all these extraterrestrial factors that have an effect, that affect all of the things that are controlling climate on this planet. It is folly for us to think that we could do anything. We can pass legislation. We can do anything that will make life on this planet, ensure life on this planet as they want to see it. Look, human beings evolved over millions of years of time. If you look at a scale of the geologic time scale, going back to, say, the beginning of the Phanerozoic Eon 542 million years ago, it makes that time scale with 1 inch equals 1,000 years. We carry it on out to where we are right now. Where did human beings come involved in this? We evolved in the last 1/16th of that time scale. And yet, here we are sitting at this point in time, and we're looking at where we are now, and we're thinking that where we are now, what we see now is normative for all geological time. That's nonsense. It's absolutely nonsense. So our perspective on where we are now is really very limited by our very narrow, by the narrow blinders that we have on where we are right now. We have to take a broader perspective on all of this. I mean, are we doomed? Yeah, we're doomed. A million years from now,
I think we got a break coming up.
Let's just Let's skip the break. Well, let's skip the break and let y'all finish up, and then we'll let Ralph get back in there. We got another call.
All right.
I'll tell you, hey, I want to interrupt right now just for my opinion dealing with law. They create these false problems, and then you want to create a solution to a problem that does not exist. The problem, right. The source problem, is a fact based on centuries. Sunspots and clouds control the temperature, period.
Right. Yep. And
so
the
why
CO2
are problem. We talking? This is what lawyers do. They create a false narrative, and then they spend the whole time justifying a false narrative. So why would I follow a false narrative that's not based on fact? I'm sorry. Go ahead, you guys.
All right.
Get away with that because
to heckle Al Gore when he was here in Tampa, 2012 or so, and he was something for candidate Kendrick Meek. Anyway, he made a talk and he said, you know how sometimes things just don't always go your way, and I shouted out hockey stick. So. Yeah, because he admits the fact that the sun dries the CO2, and you know after that, I'll just mention this: is that Tampa Bay Times, formerly known as St. Pete Times, reported that shows on the photo of that event where he's shaking hands afterwards, but he's not actually on the video on YouTube where he just runs, goes behind the stage probably because he's being heckled. And there's a big disruption that went on with me and some acquaintances at the time with We Are Change Tampa. But go to, if you want to see that video, WMNF, it's a progressive station. They have a YouTube channel where they call up and mention that on with the reporters when they, try to say they're an honest newspaper. And, eradicating CO2 is like they want to eradicate animal vectored virus, which is impossible, the coronaviruses. And I wanted to ask about toxins throughout history because, people like I've heard Del Bigtree on the last show say, well, we've had to deal with toxins since the advent of chemistry, basically, since industry. And, I'm paraphrasing, but. How we've built up the ability to adapt to detoxify our the liver and our kidneys throughout because we've been exposed. I've always thought the volcanoes belching and such. Or what would you say about that?
Well, I think Homo sapiens, like any other species, has the ability to adapt or not adapt. And the extent to which we can survive this or overcome this, well, the past just depends upon our ability to recognize how we can reasonably deal with things. There is a Danish statistician, Bjorn Lomborg, who has raised the ire of millions of environmentalists around the world. He calls himself a skeptical environmentalist because he has pointed out through his statistical analyses of things that money that they want to spend to try to control climate or CO2 would be much better spent if we attempted to spend that on policies to adapt to climate change rather than to prevent it. So it's a matter of bang for the buck, in other words. Yet politicians don't want to hear that because spending money to adapt to climate change is not something that gives them the control of society that they want to have. And if we continue to go down that road, if we want to limit the rise in temperature to say 1/10 or half a degree centigrade over the next 100 years, we will be doomed to failure. Period. Miami, New York, Los Angeles, will all be underwater, period. Whereas if we attempted to spend that money on things to mitigate the effects of climate change, we'd all be a lot happier down the road. And in fact, we'd all be a lot wealthier, as he points out.
So, yeah, talking of wealth, if the free trade agreements really robbed us of wealth and made us more dependent on countries like China and then all that pollution, getting that shipped over here, the cheap, deadly, dangerous products from China. And I've actually spoken to a young radical girl who thinks that, yes, we should continue to buy from China. We need to build them up, and you know that way they'll improve, you know, automatically. They'll just improve their environmental standards. You know, it's just these things that these ironies that Al Gore isn't concerned about that, or his Montecito mansion, I think a $9.4 million mansion near the shore, and Obama's in Martha's Vineyard too. I'm sure a lot.
Well, that goes to show how easily duped many people are. First off, they don't really have a grasp of science, but that doesn't stop them from stepping out and talking about things that they don't understand. What I found is that many people who sound like I know what they're talking about are abysmally ignorant of science. Yet, because they sound like they know what they're talking about, they're given credibility. And that's that little idiot Greta Thunberg. She doesn't even sound like she knows what she's talking about. But people listen to her, and they nod their heads in assent because they think, well, this lady knows what she's talking about. No, she doesn't. She's a moron.
And offering local solutions, she's favoring the continued centralization of power rather than decentralization, and trying to persuade me I should be a debt slave victimized by her rather than our common enemy, the bankster gangsters. And I'm offering I mentioned on Mike's show Equitable Commerce Media on the last show with Mike, and she's just poo-pooing it all along and saying we shouldn't have to do that. And, of course, this was before Biden was elected, saying he's not radical enough, and I'm sure she's probably changed her mind by now. But, yeah, it's really surprising, you know, that people want to give their power away and they're desperate to like that, and they don't get any results. And I said, okay, well, next time I see you, tell me what results you've gotten.
Why is everybody so concentrated on zero emissions, but they don't have a dang thing to do with what's going on with the world temperature?
Zero emissions will kill the Earth.
Why is that a god?
Because
it don't make a damn bit of difference. We've had emissions for centuries. And nothing's happened, and now all of a sudden, well, we just got to get zero emissions. Okay, what's the goal of zero emissions? What is it accomplished? Sounds good. Makes me a lot of money. They can control
political control. It's political control.
Okay, then why are we talking about it? Why don't you just go back to science?
Because we live in a society that has been miseducated. People today don't understand enough science to understand when they're being lied to, period. And so they swallow this nonsense.
This here sounds like the Hulganian thing. We create a problem and then we create the solution. I'm sorry. I learned that a long time ago in dealing with these lying lawyers. They create a problem and then away they go. And the science is fact. So before you can proceed forward with the solution, what is the fact that exists? And then what is the, quote, theory, or what are you trying to accomplish from that fact?
Like, I've been a geochemist now for well more than 40 years, and I've always approached this, the field, as a scientist. I never come in with a preconceived idea how things are going to operate, period. And with regard to this climate nonsense, it's the same way. And so the problem that we have right now, Ralph, is that too many people are coming into this matter with a preconceived notion of what the problem is, and so they're looking for a solution to justify. They're looking for something to justify their preconceived, their desired outcome. Science goes out the window.
Why not go to the fact? Let me shorten this up. Is this a fact that sunspots and the cloud cover control the temperatures that has cycled up and down for centuries? Is that a true fact or not? Yes or no?
I don't think it's yes, I think it's a fact. And would your other caller chime in? I agree with that. Period.
Okay, if that's a fact.
A little research, I'd agree.
If you look at what the pollution, there is more pollution from a volcano than all this other nonsense. And it's still, we've had major volcanoes, and it still has an effect. We still have Mother Earth, they call it Mother Earth here. It's still here. So why are we chasing something that, I mean, just like power plants. I worked in power plants. These people are crazy. We have scrubbers, we have precipitators, SO3 injection. It doesn't do a damn thing to the environment. and we have spinning reserves so we don't have outages. And these crazy people want to get around and get electric cars. Well, where do they think that power is coming from? They want to get around and have wind generators that kill eagles, and they have no spinning reserve. We want to have this sun nonsense, and that there's no spinning reserve there. Then we have outages, and we're creating a problem of which we're destroying ourselves because we got to have zero emissions. Right.
What a Ralph, if you want to walk back through geological time, and look at reconstructions of CO2 and temperature back over the Phanerozoic Eon, that's 542 million years, you will find that CO2 levels right now are among the lowest they've ever been. Back over the Tertiary period, which is the last 63 million years of time, and on end across the Paleozoic and the Mesozoic, they were thousands of times higher, hundreds of thousands of times higher. And Earth was very green. Very, very green. It was lush with vegetation. It was rife with life, both terrestrial and
marine. So why are we putting up with this nonsense?
Politics, I have no idea. I mean,
you mentioned the volcanic activity, and Mike Rivera has pointed out in the past over the years that there's no you don't have meters on the underwater volcanic vents and able to compare their emissions to human emissions, so there's no way to gauge, why any reading goes which way or the other than, maybe connecting something to a smokestack, wet scrub or something, I guess.
And that is a very good observation.
All of these.
That's a very good observation. Colin, that's a very good observation. I've argued time and again, there are thousands of volcanoes on the seafloor that are belching out CO2. And in those cold waters, the CO2 gets dissolved in the marine waters, and as these marine waters circulate throughout the marine column, and they get to a point where the water, where the temperature increases, they exsolve CO2. They give off CO2.
I don't know. I looked at all the documentation that said that movie, the global warming, the Great Swindle, and I can't find a hole in it. It makes so much sense, and it matches up between the ice ages and the hot and cold, the ice samples and all that. That's science. It doesn't lie.
Yes, it does. It's a very good documentary. I showed that to a class I taught years ago.
So,
and they were shocked. They were shocked because they had never seen anything like that. They'd only heard Al Gore's presentation.
Well, I watched this stupid movie, and I was in the power industry, and he showed water. He showed the cooling towers that are cooling the water down that have tremendous levels of sulfuric acid that's really dangerous in it because to kill the algae, to cool the steam back down as though it's pollution. I worked in it for 20 darn years. I know what a cooling tower looks like, and it sure the heck ain't pollution. It's water vapor. It's a con.
Exactly.
And when I see a con, you know what I do? You're a con artist. I'm moving on. You're garbage. I don't have time for you. I'm sorry.
Ralph, I've enjoyed this. I got to finish this gumbo I'm working on. And caller, I really enjoyed talking with you. You're well informed.
All right, this is you too. Same for you. I learned took some notice from what you said. Yes, thanks for the education. This is Chris in Clearwater.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I forgot your name.
Bruce, I'm calling you from Kelly. I'm calling you from Austin, Texas.
Great. All right, Bruce. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not.
It's actually
very
Kelly.
Twice now. All right, enjoy your gumbo and have a good night, right, Ralph?
Okay,
bye
yeah,
now.
Great.
Take care.
I'm just an old farm boy. When I see a con, I identify it as a con. Like I say, this is why I started the winning and moving these lawyers. I love to tangle with these lawyers because they use the same kind of BS. There is a fact. And when you establish a fact, you have to proceed forward from the fact or the truth or the precedent. And they go establish this nonsense out in la-la land, and then you're supposed to follow them around and go nowhere. If you create a false premise, how do you disprove a false premise? You can't. That's how I got through all this nonsense with the IRS and the Administrative Procedures Act. We have a hearing, we have a petition for rehearing the first time. Can you believe This is fact. We don't have any constitutional courts in the United States. Does that sound crazy? It sure ought to. How can I prove it? All I got to do is do a little simple reading. They printed 28 U.S.C. 1932. That is United States District Court. They created a new court in 1948. It was already in operation before then, but they officially did it. And they call it judicial power of a district court. Now, I was reading Cruz's One Vote Away book. And that just reinforced, he's a smart guy. He won't go where we need to go, but he's smart. He's a smart dude. Judicial power is a function of who? It's not you or me. We don't have judicial power. That's a function of our government. Or what we think is our government, just like legislative power and executive power. There are three powers. There are three of those. Judicial power. So what is 28 U.S.C., a statutorily created court, quote, judicial power of a district court? Judicial power, okay, that's something of a government, one of the three branches. That's what we're taught. Of a district court, wait a minute. Is a district court a government? The Constitution of the United States, which is its proper name, it's Constitution of the United States, a prepositional phrase. The object is the government, United States. The is an article, meaning a singular, the United States, not a United States. Very concise. It's not U.S. Constitution. It's not United States Constitution, which is called the compounding of nouns. I'd like to have never found that in a dictionary because they don't want us to know this. Why do we call it United States Constitution? Why don't we call it the Constitution of the United States? My name is Ralph Kermit Winterode. Is my name Kermit Winterode Ralph? Or Winterode Kermit Ralph? Well, I don't know.
Hey, Ralph. Ralph, I have a clip from Chris Hinckley, one of the other hosts here, and he said this really explains net zero. It's from Bill Gates. It's only about 35, 40 seconds. You want to play that to kind of wrap up the...
Sure, absolutely. That's fine. Absolutely. Anything right, that here. Helps knowledge. Absolutely. Go for it.
Here we go.
This equation has four factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. That's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
There you go.
You know what I'd like to do to Mr. Gates? Number one, it's not a vaccine. Number two, I volunteer you. You know, as they say, as Mark Twain said, you know, there was a lot of obituaries I read with great glee. I never wished a man dead, but I read the obituaries with great glee. Another way he said it, he said, you know, they had a funeral I didn't attend, but I sent a card saying that I approved. Okay, Rick, South Carolina.
How you doing, Ralph? So, without wanting to flog a dead horse, I did want to recap a little bit on this CO2. And I studied horticulture about 30 years ago. So even in 1980s, we knew that if you put a CO2 bottle in a greenhouse and then you released it, you would see at least 10-15%, maybe even 20% increased growth in the plant. And so what they'll never tell you is that they were talking about, when they first started talking about this in the 90s, they were talking about cow flatulence contributing to CO2. Now, say if you have carbon emissions from, say, for instance, vehicles, trucks, and cars and stuff like that's a very toxic CO2. So that's a very toxic carbon, which we want to reduce. And if you look at, say, Los Angeles, for example, those the air quality in Los Angeles is, I believe, it's like at a low of either, you know, 20 or 30 years. In fact, they've had to lower their bar to make it look like they're still not doing good. But in fact, they've been doing extremely well, and America is actually leading the way as far as that goes. But say, for instance, so with CO2, it's actually going to, if we did increase the CO2, for instance, like Bruce was saying, with the water vapor, that's only going to increase plant growth. That's not going to harm it. If you want to talk about, say, global warming, you got to look at geoengineering, which is putting in these, sprays in the air, which is usually aluminum, barium, and different fine nanoparticles, which are reflecting the heat, like cloud cover. So when you have cloud cover, at night it might drop down to, say, 40 degrees. But if you have a clear night with no cloud cover, it's going to drop down to in the 20s. And so what they're doing is by creating this cloud cover, they're creating, artificially, they're creating higher temperatures because the Earth is not cooling as much at night as it normally would because of all their spraying of geoengineering. And geoengineering is very real. Just look up the sky every day and you'll see it. But so what they did was, what they wanted to do was, just to get to the bottom of it, say, you said you're an old country boy and a fraud when you see it. Well, what they've done is they want to tax people because they want to depopulate the earth. So they want to tax you for breathing. They want to tax all animals, and they don't like us eating meat either. So they want to get rid of all our cows too. And so what they're doing is they're trying to make this boogie monster CO2, which we all breathe, so that you feel like it's a sin to breathe, so that you'll hopefully commit suicide and help contribute to reducing CO2. And CO2 is actually not at all the problem of global warming. In fact, CO2 is actually a good thing. Yeah. So the more people on Earth would be breathing more and exhaling more CO2, which would increase the growth of all our plants and crops and, produce. So that would be a very good thing. It wouldn't be a bad thing at all. And as far as, carbon emissions from fuels, like, oils and stuff like that, gasoline, we can control that. But the biggest, what nobody will tell you, all these global warmists, they'll never, ever tell you the biggest contributor to global warming, from man-made global warming, is from bunker fuel that's driving, all the ships across the ocean. So you just look at all the bunker fuel. One bunker fuel puts out the emission equal to 1 million cars on one trip. 1 million cars. So if you're talking about improving, the emissions coming out of your exhaust pipe, you might as well look at the emissions coming out of these ships, because they don't need to burn bunker fuel. They could convert to natural gas. You know that America has so much natural gas, we could never exhaust it. It's like impossible. So if they converted all the ships to natural gas, and we're exporting natural gas, our natural gas exports are going up like 50-100% every year. We got so much of it. In fact, they're just flaming it off. They're just burning it off in Texas because they got no demand for it, so they just let it burn. So, but if they did, and same within Alaska, so if they did convert all these ships, I think just from the ships, there's about 400,000 kids each year are getting asthma because of the bunker fuel that's burned. So if you really tackle, it's not global warming, but pollution, you want to tackle the bunker fuel that the ships are burning, because that's by far the biggest contributor, as well as China. If you look on the map with CO2 emissions, China is just one big black hole. And, they're the biggest contributor to it. And all these big, French global warmers, they're never going to tackle China. I don't know why
you
that
know,
is.
I don't but, have yeah, a problem with clean burning fuels. Right. Going that way. That's fine. But we're not going to screw with Mother Nature. As the Earth has been, what we're doing is not affecting the temperature.
No, that's what I said. Like for health reasons, the bunker fuel is causing problems with asthma. And, you know, with hundreds of thousands of kids getting asthma because of the bunker fuel.
I don't disagree that there are cleaner ways to do that. But the other problem is that we're not going to control the temperature, brother, on this Earth. It's not going to happen.
They are with the geoengineering. They're doing chemtrails all over the Earth.
Well, they're trying to, and that's really dangerous because you know what, Mother, what God created, we should leave, pardon my French, the hell alone.
Right. We need to lobby in Washington to stop the chemtrails. They're doing it. They talk about it. You can see they're doing it, and they all know about it. And you go to Congress, and you start asking them about chemtrails, and they suddenly can't talk anymore. They're not going to say a word.
I'll tell you what my old logic from accounting farm boy. This is all about Satan and his minions trying to recreate, build back better. Like I put out two transcripts on Dr. David Martin and another person, Hollis. They want to get in and open up our DNA, break it down, insert other DNA to modify what God created in our DNA. That's God's creation. This is like did you ever see the Dr. Moreau Island where they were mixing DNA? It was on an island. They were mixing human DNA with animals. They're doing that now.
Yeah, I know.
This is Satan.
People are God's inheritance, right? So when he can damage our DNA, then he's just stealing from God's inheritance.
He's trying to recreate a new generation, a new evolution, build back better. That's what old Biden, old comrade dementia, Biden, build back better. What the heck is wrong with what we have? Because what you're doing, Bubba, is you are an operative of Satan. Everything in this country is coming apart in a hell in a handbasket, and they got to tear it totally down, get people in fear, and then here comes the communists and the Muslims and all this other garbage.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're spot on. And getting back to the Article 3 court, I watched an interesting video on this because you said there is no constitutional court. Is that what you were saying?
Oh, there can't be. Do you know why?
Why?
Because, first of all, on the states, there are no elections. Every state is already nationalized. They print it. It's called the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. Every office that is voted on under the National Voter Registration Act of 1993 is a federal office. That's in Title 52, and they print it. And that's a fact. Okay, now the courts that are supposed to be the District Court of the United States was a constitutional court created under the Judiciary Act of 1789, and then they modified, got rid of the Circuit Courts of the United States in 1911. We had we come up with these appellate courts, so they got rid of that. They took the judicial power of the appellate court and put it to a lower court. What's that? Okay, well, hold on. We'll be back after the break here.
The media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.